only 92 of them don't have an earned income tax. And a lion's share of them are up here, northeastern Pennsylvania. And most of those areas had been leery to implement it due to the New York non-resident rate credit, but it's been found that that is not as significant as many of them expected. So, and the fact that they're losing, in some cases, you know, up to 50% of what they would collect in EIT was already being collected elsewhere and benefiting the municipality that the residents worked in and not where they lived.
That's why I asked about whether there was any case law about it being unequal taxation. Yeah. I asked this question at the PSATS population under 2000 committee meeting to see if the majority of the small townships like ours were collecting it, just who was collecting it, and the vast majority of the people who were present did raise their hands that they were collecting it. And PSATS, I did ask the same question about case law and unequal taxation, and PSATS indicated that the taxes are clearly very different taxes, and so it is not considered to be where the people are being taxed extra by not having been subject to this in their home and having to pay it anyway, and not having it offset their property tax.
So just run one section by me again. If you live here and you work in the, let's say, the borough, you're going to pay 1% to the borough. And if we implement it here, being I'm working in the borough, do I still pay it here? Yeah.
It comes back here. Earned income tax is always returned to where you reside and only remain where you work if you're not taxed where you live.
So the
1% that you, a resident of
Milford. Borough wouldn't get the 1%.
They're not.
That's what I want to. But if we charged 0.5%, they'd still get 0.5%.
That's correct. It's currently 110 of your residents work in Milford Borough.
The data that you provide when taxes beginning to be remitted, can you identify, do you provide data to the municipality that identifies how many of those are folks who reside out of state versus folks who reside at municipalities that don't charge the tax versus folks who work here?
When we report on a monthly basis, the report you are provided gives you the earned income tax collections for the residents of Milford Township, and then also the amount of non-resident taxes that were collected for individuals that either live out of state or live in other municipalities that do not have the tax in place. And that is clearly defined on a monthly basis in your distribution reports.
Okay. And do you give annual reports?
We're required under Act 32 to provide an annual report to every political subdivision that we collect for. And we also provide those same reports to the Pike County Tax Collection District, which once you implement the tax, you would have a voting percentage on that committee that when the next time the contract came up for to hire an administrator, you would have, based upon a weighted vote, you would have a say in that process.
What is it weighted by?
It's weighted by 50% on population, 50% on earned income tax collection, total EIT in the county. So depending on where your total EIT falls in that aggregate number would be how your voting percentage would be based.
I have a question. Just to be clear on this, I'm sorry, my question seems a little redundant to you, but so in other words, if you have a company in Milford and they have employees brought in from New Jersey, and Milford Township at that point has an EIT, does that if those people reside in New Jersey in municipalities that have an EIT, it would go to those municipalities in that case?
Well, there's no municipality in New Jersey has an earned income tax, a local tax. In fact, States of America, there are only 5 states where local municipalities have earned income taxes in place. There are Kentucky, Ohio, Maryland, and then Arizona, and there's one other out in the western part of the state, western part of the country. So those individuals that live in New York and work here in Milford or those that live in New Jersey and work in Milford would be subject to 1% earned income tax as non-residents working here, and you would retain those funds.
Thank you. What is the, again, the potential, I know you have a potential total figure, if I'm correct, if Milford Township were to enact the EIT, what would that figure be?
Year one, it would be between 160 and 180,000. Year two, 210 and 240. And to explain why those two numbers are different is that an earned income tax is remitted on a quarterly basis. So in year one, your fourth quarter does not get remitted until January 30th. Isn't due until January 30th the following year. Okay. So you get those revenues in February. And then so in year two, you get a full four quarters. And then you also have your first final return. Individuals subject to a local earned income tax are required to file an annual reconciliation, just as you do with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the United States government by April 15th, showing that the monies that were withheld by your pay are equal to the tax rate where you live.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Yeah, do I hear a potential to double dip? In other words, this school district can do the same thing for the same amount?
The school district could enact an earned income tax, but it would have to be via voter referendum. So the residents of, I think it's Delaware Valley School District, you're in, would have to vote and allow the school district to implement an earned income tax. And it would be all over and above any rate that you have in place here locally.
And they can go a maximum of 1%?
They could. They set that rate based upon the referendum. I've seen voter referendums set as high as 2%, but the voters of those districts have to approve it in order to have it implemented. And when it is implemented, it's district wide. So it's not like they would only be on the three municipalities in Delaware Valley that have an EIT, and not on the ones that do not. It would be district wide. So it would affect every resident of the Delaware Valley School District equally.
Can the referendum language require a reduction in property tax rate to go along with the passage of the EIT?
That is up to the school district, how they what verbiage they use in their referendum question. In many cases, done either that they need to do a major building project such as building a new high school or reducing real estate taxes. But there is no requirement for them to do so. They can simply enact the tax and say that, as an example, if the federal government continues to reduce their monies through the Department of Education to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, who in turn distributes those to school districts, and those annual distributions continue to decrease, school districts may be forced at some point to go out to the residents and say, based upon the fact that it costs us X amount of dollars to educate a pupil here in the school district, we want the right to implement an earned income tax of X percent.
Are those referendums required to be on the ballot in November, or can they be on the
ballot? It has to be on the general election.
Has to be November.
Has to be November, yeah. So that tax rate would be effective July 1st of the following year when the new school district fiscal period began.
Your wealth of information, you didn't even check your notes. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Can I just ask one closing question?
Yes, sir.
Now, 1,523 residents, that's working residents?
No, that's total population. So that would include women, children.
And 609 are employed?
That would be our estimate based upon our knowledge over the four decades of collecting it. It normally factors out to about 40%.
Thank you.
For residential.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Moving on. Can we get this straightened out with the payroll?
I can.
All right. Let's finish up. We have two requests. We have a request to host the car wash
on August 9th from the Milford Cub Scout Pack 1071. I make a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We have a second request to host a car wash June 21st, 2025, Crew 139. I believe that's also
Scouts.
Yeah, Scouts. Yeah. Scouts and the veterans.
From the veterans. I make a motion we allow Crew 139 to have a car wash here.
I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Now we got to go back to the payroll.
Okay, so I should have those 4 months of payroll.
In the interim, I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
You got a lot of information.
Yeah.
I guess after doing 32 years, yeah.
I just ask two questions. That new appointee for the zoning hearing board, the spelling on his last name?
V-O-G-E-L-S.
I'm sorry, B-O?
V, like in Victor.
O.
Maybe it's right, because...
That could be.
V-O-G-E-L-S?
V-O-G-E-L-S.
This is for January.
S.
And see the gross amount.
B-E-R-G. Mm-hmm.
And then we match the federal amount, so right, that will be higher.
Is there
so
a time
there are 5 months,
for
I think.
The new business A, the joint meeting, a starting time on June 30th?
No, it's probably 7:15, right?
The joint meeting?
7:15, July, June 16th?
Yeah, 7:15, right?
Yes.
No, 16th is the hearing.
That's
yes,
for the whole month.
No,
the 30th.
June 30th meeting.
The joint meeting. No, that could start at 7. Right?
So 4:07, that's only for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all that is.
Is that 7 o'clock?
Yeah, let's make it 7 o'clock. Make sure.
7 o'clock's good.
Thank you.
We'll make a motion that we set the time for 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll make a motion we set the time for that meeting for 7 o'clock.
Okay. You have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
The internet is very unstable. Sorry.
Nah.
The internet is very unstable.
Yeah, it has been lately.
Coming back.
Who was on?
Bill. He was the only person
and
I
saw. Phone number.
There was a phone number on it.
February was higher. These are for the whole month.
Yeah, for January, February, March, April.
So March, which had the extra pay week.
And then we got large amount of tax in the meantime. So the commission was very high in 1 month.
You're talking about Lorelei. Yeah, but that wouldn't be that way for the whole year.
No.
That's really only that way that one
time. That is true. That is true.
No, they were looking to have the tax, the money transferred for a whole month for payroll so that everybody wasn't screaming. But.
Sure, I'm following you, Bob, but setting it at $25,000 every month seemed very high. And these reports.
Now we usually do $5,000 every 2 weeks.
April has that one for Lorelei.
Right.
And that's only going to be that high in what? In April
well,
and September.
Check. That's not.
Yeah, it gets processed like it's a payroll check, as I recall.
Right.
Yeah,
even
it
though it is
like
commission. But actually, that says zero. And then this one says. So it's only that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that we need to set it at 25. Yeah,
25 is too high. 25 is too high.
Yeah, hers is real high.
That's why, because it's all Lorelei's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half of it's hers.
Right. And that's only going to be that 1 month that it's not high. So I would be comfortable setting it at 17.
Yeah, I was going to say 15.
Right. Well, they have 17, to have enough to pay the taxes.
Yeah.
But, and then that 1 month, they might, well, twice a year, spring and fall.
This is all gross.
Yeah, but that can be prepared for.
It's all gross, though.
Yeah, but that, all of that goes
right.
out.
Right.
All of it goes out because if you're not paying it to them, you're paying it to the taxing body.
Eventually it all goes out.
Right.
And then we match. Right.
16, something. Yeah, 17 right. looks like a good number.
Right. So that would be double. That would be double.
Yep. Why don't we start with 17? And if there's an issue, tell them to let us know.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we authorize monthly transfers of $17,000 to cover payroll into the payroll account from, that's the other problem.
Pliget.
Okay. From Pliget, okay, from the Pliget general account.
Was that a motion?
Yes.
Okay, I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you.
We're doing that. Let's do some of this.
Well,
the investment account?
I wouldn't. She took the reports, right? You passed them down already, but this number is before everything is processed. That's based on the bank account online, not. Your register, so your uncleared items.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we adjourn. Oh, public participation. More time, right?
Couple very, very quick questions.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you for your thoughts on what he just proposed. That would be premature, but two quick questions. One, how helpful would approximately $180,000, $200,000 be to the township right now?
Well, it would afford us a lot of opportunities to think about the various different things that we have been either underfunding or not funding, like capital improvement projects, and certainly would give us an opportunity to potentially look at shifting property tax rates. So there's definitely a lot to think about in terms of how we approach it, and we do have some upcoming hearings where we might have some ability to see what our constituents have to say as well.
Okay, I was going to go ahead, Gary. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Come on, you have to have a comment.
Not the same as she.
What are the next steps? You kind of just answered that question, but what do you foresee going forward? And would you like to see this happen if it happens in this fiscal year in 2025?
I don't think that I have made up my mind about what I think needs to happen yet for fiscal year 2026.
Sorry.
We don't usually really begin the budgeting process until July for that, maybe even August.
Just looking at comparisons right now. So what is the EIT going to bring? What will happen if we have to raise taxes? We're just weighing it all out right now.
Now, I would think the figures he was using, that 40% of the people, but he didn't figure in all the people that don't live in the township working here. There's got to be a...
Because he can't. That's what he
said.
I know,
but I'm saying that's got to be a...
You've probably got 100 to 150 just at the cookie company alone.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, he did say that their numbers have been proven over time to be conservative, and so you don't have a great idea, really, until year three of what a consistent revenue stream would look like.
But I think he's pretty spot on, because when I checked into what the average income is for our area, it's $45,000 to $50,000 a year.
But if you had a way to figure out how many people actually, it's probably quite a high number.
Yeah.
Of all the businesses, especially over here.
And there's other issues right there, you know. If you don't want to charge that much, you can charge 0.5%, but then all the people that live here that work in a 1% area, they're still going to be paying the 1%, so you're not helping them.
Right, you're not helping them. Red?
Back to 9A. So does this mean that the Planning Commission has had a meeting with the Milford Water Authority regarding Section 4? Is that?
No.
No.
The Milford Water Authority has provided their comments, right?
Yeah. Okay. And you're going to incorporate those comments or not incorporate those comments? But you're going to vote on it this meeting?
We had one discussion already, and then the engineer was doing some work to develop some language.
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. So it's moving along.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So I remember what you said. You were talking about a reassessment, and the county talking about doing a reassessment. And I'm wondering how really viable that is. Is that a bond rating drop, and they're going to have to come up with, what, $2-4 million to do a reassessment?
It's actually the opposite, Fred. It's the opposite. For their bond rating to go back up, they need reassessment
to
happen.
But how are they going to come up with the monies for the reassessment? That's what I'm wondering.
The same way they usually do. They're
going to
get it from
for
taxes. Yeah.
Oh. Shocked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get a notification from the county yet about how the township, they're expecting townships to pay postage on?
Indeed, we did, yes.
Yes, we did.
It's an increase of
$1,000.
Almost like 10 times what we used to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for printing and postage.
I know Dingman's got theirs, and they were given the figure $6,000.
Yeah, we were given.
Well, we have less parcels than Dingman's, so that's probably why ours is lower, but.
But ours was over $1,000.
Yeah.
How much is it?
Over $1,000.
Yeah, but it went up about 10 times what it was before.
Ten.
So
yeah.
It's a very steep increase for sure.
It has to be off the record. It has to be the rating. It has to do with that. It has everything to do with that, I guess. The Standard & Poor's rating. Like every way they can cut costs and, you know, generate revenue.
Well, the county is going to have. I mean, the county, I understand, unlike municipalities, doesn't have a cap. So the county can increase their millage, and they don't bump up against the ceiling. We bump up against the ceiling.
Just like the school doesn't bump a ceiling.
Right.
Right.
School doesn't have a ceiling either on taxables.
Right.
So although, you know, if the county wants to raise taxes to generate that revenue, they can. So they don't, I think they're just analyzing costs that perhaps they haven't looked at in a while. Mm-hmm. And that's probably one of them. But, we're kind of subject to whatever they're sending in that regard. Yeah. It's not something we have much control over. And I'm sure that they're bidding out the printing, so if they're not doing it in-house.
From my end of it, from my concerns on this coverage, does that sound right to you that there are 6 municipalities in Pike that have an EIT from what you said tonight?
Westfall, Matamoros,
right.
Milford Borough,
right.
Lehman, Porter. Who else?
Dingman
does not, Shohola does not, Lackawaxen does not. Who else is East Stroudsburg School District? Just those two.
Lehman, Delaware.
That's it.
So it's probably five.
Five.
Probably
okay.
The five.
That would be it. I would be correct probably in saying that it appears that five municipalities currently have it.
I believe
out of 13.
So. Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Well.
But you heard him, 92 in the state that don't.
Yeah,
so
2,500.
Mostly in Wayne, Pike, and Susquehanna counties.
Nothing else? I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Wait. Thank you, Kevin.
Us here?
Huh? I want to remind the supervisors and especially the secretary that I will not be at Thursday night's meeting. Please,
let everybody know.
With Mr. Willis and the other members of the board so that there's a quorum. I don't know what we've heard about the other applicants that are coming.
AutoZone's coming in.
Huh?
AutoZone's coming in.
Well, I'm sure that you're going to have that, and then if AutoZone is coming in, then Mr. Belwar has to be available. It's got to, you know, it's Monday, we need to get on to stick with that and know what the agenda is and that, and I will not be approving the agenda. That needs to be done by Mr. Willis. You know, so please.
Mike won't be here either, Bob.
Mike won't be here either, we're in trouble.
Mike's what? He might make it.
Well, you're going to have, I put this out 6 weeks ago that this is going to happen.
He might make it, he works till 6.
I'm just here reminding that.
He works till 6.
I will not be in town, so I can't do anything about that.
I'll ask you.
The other thing is next Thursday is Women's Veterans Day. Please be certain to thank a woman veteran that you know. That's very important, and it seems to be a day that gets put aside, we don't pay attention to, but please remember that that's there. Thank you, guys.
When is that?
And McSatty's Flag Day, the 12th.
Okay.
Thursday.
It's also Flag Day.
Yeah, it's Flag Day, too.
Huh? It's also Flag Day.
Flag Day, that's Saturday.
Yeah, that's the 12th, right?
14th.
No, Flag Day is the 14th, always has been.
Yeah.
Thank God, that's how I remember my anniversary.
I know it's
Flag Day Saturday.
It's a 14th. It's a Saturday, right?
That's yeah.
Saturday. Yeah. It just happens to be a Saturday.
Adjourned?
Flag Day never changes.
Can you notify Eric Vogelsberg? Send him an email tomorrow.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.